19 points. You didn't have any at the half. What was your mindset coming out of the half? I know you picked up three fouls. Did that affect you?
You know, it's a little frustrating. I thought that, especially the block charge call, it was a charge, but, you know, those things aren't always going to go your way. And I've been really working these past couple weeks is just staying even keeled, staying center and present in the moment. And I just told myself at halftime, like, that half, whatever it was, positive or negative, it happened. And I just got to move forward. I got to be there for my teammates, and that's all I tried to do. And, you know, the shots just happened to fall, but I'm just proud of everybody and the way we, you know, executed. And like Coach said it after the game, he said 2 weeks ago, the second half, we probably would have lost the game. But we're making steps, and MTSU is the first step. This is another big step, and I'm just proud of everybody.
You're being asked to do so many things on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're guarding bigger guys, you're guarding strong guys. And then when the offense comes around, it's got to make you feel good about the whole package coming together, because that's what everybody is. It's almost like positionless basketball with Wofford sometimes.
Yes, sir.
It works.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's I think we've won these last two games, like I said, with our defense. And you can see how it transfers over to the other side of the floor. And when we're running on high gears on defense, it just naturally on offense, it does the same thing. So we can keep that up.
I want to ask you about not the threes you made, but you had two offensive rebounds down here that both were immediate stick backs. What's your mindset when that ball goes up? One was on a missed free throw, one was on a missed shot. What's your mentality? How do you go get that thing and then stick it back up in there?
Right. I just try my best to, you know, get a position, get by the defender, and then just make a play on the ball. You know, I think that's one of the things that I try to do well for our team is offensive rebound. It's, you know, it brings energy. It brings, you know, toughness, and that's what I try to do. And, you know, that's what I did tonight.
And you gave it the Jordan after your 4-3. Tommy gave it the shrug. It's like, I don't know.
Shrug at his guys over here.
I don't know.
Man.
Does it get you going when the other team's fans are giving you a hard time a little bit?
A little bit. They were just on me hard in the first half, and my shots just happened to not be falling. So when I hit the fourth one, I was just like, you know, well, I don't know. I was basically saying, I don't know why y'all are still talking. But
one thing I wanted to ask you about is in the first half, your job defensively on Caleb Robinson. He's an elite scorer. He's an elite rebounder, and you did a nice job. You guys held him to 9 points tonight, only 4 rebounds. Just talk about the defensive effort on him.
Yeah, man, he's a good player. He gets in the paint and uses his pivots really well. So I just tried to stay solid, wall up, and make every shot tough on him.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. It'll be a
short snack time. We got to find a gas station between here in Spartanburg.
Facts. Yeah, there's not many. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Got it. Jackson Sibbles, a career high 19 here at Gardner-Webb. And, oh, boy, the Terriers.